Peoria's Country 97.3 Nash FM, Nash Next 2017 on now. We're happy to welcome back Ricky Combs to Nash FM. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, absolutely. So for anybody who may have missed you on our show the first time around, tell us a little bit about you. Tell us your life story and how you got into music.
Well, I've been singing ever since I can remember, and I've always wanted to be an entertainer. And I really didn't pursue that until after my children were grown. Part of a band I'm trying to put back together here in the Peoria area after relocating around the country for last year, and just happy to be here and be part of this thing.
You have performed a lot before and you're trying to get this band back together and whatnot. What is your favorite thing about being an artist in general?
When I can make someone smile, when I can touch somebody emotionally with a song, it just makes my day.
Absolutely. You are a competitor in Nash Next 2017. What made you want to compete for that?
Well, I'm a traditional country artist and I want to keep that genre alive. I still feel like there's plenty of room for the traditional country to continue and thrive.
Who are your inspirations then?
Would be Merle Haggard, George Jones, Hank Williams.
Yeah. Your song, it's the one that you submitted for Nash Next, it's called I'm a Desperado Too. Talk about the inspiration behind that song a little bit.
That was inspired by the passing of Glenn Frey a little over a year ago. I usually have the television on the news channel when I get up and get ready to go to work in the morning. The story came on the news and I stopped what I was doing and immediately wrote 5 verses of this song.
Wow.
It's a tribute to the Eagles. Took it to Nashville and we cut it down to 3.
Nobody's going to be chanting like Garth Brooks, like 4th verse, 5th verse.
Hopefully not.
Maybe eventually we'll get there. If you win Nash Next 2017, right?
Yeah. You never know.
So tell us then, if anybody who's listening who maybe doesn't have an allegiance to any specific artist in Nash Next 2017, we need everybody's ratings right now. Why should they go and rate you at 5 musical notes?
Probably because based upon my songwriting ability, my songs tell stories, still have harmonies and melodies. Like I said, I'm just trying to keep that traditional genre alive.
All right. So basically, if you like the greats, if you like Merle Haggard, you might want to go make sure that Ricky Combs makes it to the top 10 at Twisted Spoke Saloon on August 26th, because we send one person to the national competition, that grand prize for Nash Next 2017, national airplay of your first song. And of course, that record deal with Big Machine Records. What would that be like to be signed to a label, do you think?
That would be really great. I'm not the type of guy that wants to go running around the world singing my songs anymore.
Right.
I'd rather have Luke Bryan or Jason Aldean record my songs.
Maybe you could be the next Tim McGraw song on the radio.
That would be awesome.
We hear Tim McGraw, I'm a Desperado Too. I think that works.
That works for me.
Yeah. Well, make sure you go check out I'm a Desperado Too at 973nashfm.com. If you like it, give it 5 musical notes. We're not doing stars this year. It's musical notes. Thank you so much for your time today, Ricky.
Thank you for having me once again.
It's I'm a Desperado Too right now on 97.3 Nash FM.